Shmuel Aleph Perichov Pasuk Chav Dalid by Yisaser David Basoda. And so, after discussing their plan and the sign that Yehonasan would use to shoot arrows to one side or further so that David would know whether or not it was safe for him to come in from the field or not, David hid in the field as they had planned. By Yehi HaChodesh, and it was Rosh Chodesh. And as we said, it was going to be a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So David's lack of attendance at the meal was going to be eventually noticed. And so it was the first day of Rosh Chodesh. By Yeshav HaMelech El HaLechem Le'echol. And the king sat down to eat the meal. It's interesting, it says El HaLechem with an ayin, it's spelled, but it's pronounced with an aleph, because these are two different words in Hebrew. Al means upon when it's with an ayin, and El means towards when it's with an aleph. And these things happen occasionally grammatically, and as a kriuk siv, as it happens here. And none of the mefarshim see fit to point out whether or not this is a particularly significant choice of a kriuk siv. But so the king sat down to eat. And we're going to see that he sat at the seat where he always sits, like a gunfighter in the Old West in the saloon, as we're going to see. And so, Pasuk Chaf Hei, by Yeshav HaMelech al Moshavo kifa'am bifa'am. And the king sat in his very specific seat, just as he did at all other times. Now, of course, a king sits at the throne, and a king sits at the head of the table. But in this case, Shaul was completely paranoid by this point about his own personal safety. And so he sat like a smart, as I mentioned, as like a smart gunfighter in the Old West. If you read the old books and saw the old movies back in the old days, they always sit with their back to the wall. El Moshav Hakir, in the seat next to the wall, so that nobody could sneak up behind him, which is wise. You can always see the threats coming. So it's at the head of the table, but it was the head of the table specifically with the back to the wall. Maybe that's why at all the yeshiva dinners, they always put the dais up right by the wall on that side. Nobody's sneaking around behind. You don't want any troublemakers coming up behind the microphone to say, fur is murder or something, and start throwing things at the guy with the Bieber hat. And so Shaul is sitting with his back to the wall by Yachum Yehonasan, and Yehonasan arose by Yeshev Avner Mitzad Shaul. And Avner sat right next to Shaul, vayipakeid mekom David, but David's place was empty. Or another way of putting it, David's place was noticed. So Yehonasan got up from where he usually sat. Usually a son did not sit right by the father. They would rest, Rashi says, on couches, on benches, and David would be between Yehonasan and Shaul. But with David not there, Yehonasan moved up. He did not lean until Avner took the place that David customarily took. And then Yehonasan sat down next to Avner. So some say he never sat down at all, Rashi brings down. It says later on that he got up from the table. So Rashi says, Mistam, he did sit down at this point. So some say that when it says Moshav Akir, sitting next to the wall, it indicates that they sat, the man always brings down in a semicircle, like the judges did on the Sanhedrin. The king sat at the center at the height of the ark, so it's concave, so that it goes towards the wall and then arcs away from the wall. So the midpoint would be the seat at the center, according to this way of looking at it in a semicircle. And so Avner took David's seat. David's place is empty, meaning empty of its usual occupant. But some people say that actually it was empty completely and that nobody sat there. So it was even more glaring that David was not there. And so Avner perhaps wouldn't sit in David's seat, the man Lois suggests, because he might have assumed David was coming late. Maybe he didn't make it. For whatever reason, he didn't come. But Yehonasan sat in his own seat to allay any suspicion that he knew of David's plan not to show up. Even though, of course, his excuse later on is going to be that he did know that David wasn't going to show up. But this way, it would not be a situation where Yehonasan would be part of some kind of a plot. That is not going to help him. Shaul is going to still suggest that Yehonasan is part of a plot against him, and that Yehonasan is betraying his father on behalf of David, which in some very mild ways, in a manner of speaking, it sort of seems like maybe he is. But what he's doing is he's testing the waters to see if Shaul is going to be calm about all of this and not take it the wrong way and condemn David. But as we see in Chavah, V'lo diber Shaul ma'uma b'yamahu. Shaul said nothing on that day. Ki amar mikrehu bilti tahar hu ki lo tahar. He said perhaps it was an accident. And technically, actually, he had an accident, and not that kind of accident. And he is tameh, he is without tahara. And so he didn't come because he is not tahar, which again is a lashon of clean, of niki speech. Because it's not saying he is tameh, to say he is unclean, is to say he is not clean. So why would he not be clean in kind of a tumah that would only be a one-day tumah? So perhaps he was a balkari, perhaps he had a re'iyah of an emission the night before, and so he has to wait until Harav Shemesh, so he can't sit down at the table with the rest of us to eat. Now, Shaul could have wondered why David wouldn't have gone to the mikvah to be cleansed. Because even if he had, as we said, he would have had to wait for Harav Shemesh before eating if he wants to eat food that is Kodesh. Now, the chances are very low that the king's meal would have had any item of Kodesh in it, certainly not Truma. But it is possible that at the king's table there were noheg to keep the Tahara of Kedusha on the highest possible level. And so David wouldn't have been able to eat this. The Mam Loes and a number of different opinions bring down that this is a real sad of using Lashon Nekiyah. Rather than to say something negative about somebody, say something positive about somebody. Or say it's non-positive without saying that it's negative. Now, there may be some interesting things. Shaul may not have assumed at this point that David had a plot in mind, because it says Mikra, it says accident. So at this moment, he was thinking it was unintentional. And so he was being positive. He was being don l'kav schus. But on the other hand, the idea of mikra, Shaul might say, there is no such thing as an accident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu designs everything. And so, it might not be such an accident. And so maybe he's suspicious already. For the most part, the Mefarshim say that David is being judged in a somewhat favorable light. And that's why lo tahar, only somebody who is tameh finds fault in other people. Somebody who thinks bitahara tries not to find fault in other people in advance. And so perhaps Shaul was still being positive, but that's not going to last long by the next day.